yo, it's episode 69 of Los Compas Podcast. This fool just said pause, that's crazy, but you get it. Why you get it? It's 69, bro. The forbidden number. I don't know, the ideal number, whatever you want to call it. You know, it's our special episode.
Said the ideal
69.
Number.
This is your boy, Compa Wooks, Miggy. And we also got Compa Wooks, Moises over here. And then we got this fake fan, 49er fan over here.
Compa bang, bang, Niner gang.
Welcome to this episode. It's gonna be lit. Oh, the foam finger is crazy out here, foam man. Finger, that's
buddy.
Wild.
Hey, bro, this is gonna be a good ass episode, dude. I'm in a good ass mood. I'm wearing the jersey. Hey, shout out to the compa Miguel because he's the one that got me this jersey here. But he got it not of his own will. I don't know if you guys recall, but we made a bet early on in the NFL season, pretty much at the beginning, where we agreed that if the Niners got the better record, that Miguel was going to buy me and Moises a jersey. And if the Raiders got a better record, then he was going to get a jersey from both of us. And I mean, as you can tell, you can see what happened. So pretty good mood right now.
I mean, yeah, that's crazy.
Are you guys in the Super Bowl?
Who?
Who else? Who else, Miguel? Are the Raiders in the Super Bowl? Do we got to spell it out?
I had to sell my mic just to afford that jersey, guys. So, if y'all can't hear me today, it's because I have to use a crappy-ass mic.
I mean, when you think about it, like, what's it feel like as a Raider fan to be hosting in your stadium a Super Bowl of your two rivals?
The silence says it all, man. The silence says it all.
I swear.
I'm glad we got that, though.
I swear, if you want me to quit the podcast, bro, just say it. I'll do it right now, bro. You don't got to say it's hurtful ass stuff, bro.
Whoa there, brother.
No.
No need for the...
Just take it easy, man. Yeah,
no, take... Take Ooh. Off the woke gear, bro. You ain't being woke material right now, bro. Like that.
What's that movie where it's like, whoa, take it easy.
Whoa. Oh no, it's not a movie. Easy, yeah, you mean from Drake and Josh when Drake's
yeah.
like,
oh yeah,
take it easy.
He's like, yeah, whoa, yeah. take it easy.
Look, man, as a woke, you're supposed to spread positivity.
Oh, well, I'm positively in tune with the Niners winning the Super Bowl.
And you're over here dissing my stadium, dog. We got our Bay Area rivals and we got our division rivals playing for the Super Bowl in our stadium. Yeah, bro, it's depressing to be a Raiders fan, okay? It's
probably the worst. You're not even in the Bay anymore, so it doesn't matter.
Bro, but you know, it's a rivalry, bro. We grew up with the rivalry, bro. Come on, man. Come on.
Come on,
come,
man.
Come on, man.
All right, guys,
same
look,
thing,
look.
Bro. Same thing.
That's enough of sports. Look, we're not here for sports. Remember, guys, this is episode 69. This is...
Take off that jersey, fool. Hey.
Miguel, okay, yo, I'm going to go right
now.
Take it off. My bad. All right, guys, remember, Miguel has been looking forward to this episode for a very, very long time. And essentially, we're going to use this episode as his resume. So he's going to put himself out there to the ladies, you know, let them know why he's worth it, essentially. So, Miguel, I'm going to let you take it away. Put yourself out there, bro.
Wait, to the ladies? I thought this was a job resume. What the fuck?
I mean, that too. Whatever you want it
I
to
mean,
be.
It's work to have a girl, dude.
Oh, shit. He's not wrong.
Oh, that is one hot take, guys. That's one hot take.
And I'm not saying that in the bad way. I'm just
saying. No, he's saying it in the bad way.
You have to work for it. You have to work on it.
He's saying that.
Having a relationship is work.
Oh, hey, that's kind of crazy, bro. I mean, should I put myself out there first or do
yeah,
I...
Yeah, you can't just waltz in and be like, take me. You have to put in the effort.
You know what? It's crazy because earlier I was listening to this hot take, the quick sidetrack, but still related to this stuff.
Miguel and the sidetracks, bro.
This guy was divorcing his wife because she wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. They both had good jobs in the same industry. Once she got pregnant and, you know, had the baby, she wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. You know, he was okay with that at first, but then she was like, you have to work extra hours to bring extra income so you can afford this, you know, single income home. During the weekdays when you come home, you have to cook dinner. And on the weekends, you have to clean, cook, and watch the baby while I have my me time. And
the girl was saying this to the guy.
No. Oh, yeah. Sorry, yeah. The girl was saying this to the guy. And
all right, so I'm officially filing for divorce. I'm taking custody. Maybe, oh, yeah, I'm going to take full custody of the kids because this woman here, this lady is...
Damn. So he filed for divorce. He said 50-50, and, you know, they went 50-50. He's doing fine because his original idea was, hey, my mom can watch the baby for us so we don't have to pay for daycare that much, you know?
Right.
And we could both keep working on our careers and whatnot.
Yeah.
She's like, no, I want to be a stay-at-home mom because, you know, like, we got a bond with the baby and, you know, all that good stuff, right? Not saying she's invalid, but the way she kind of came across with everything, especially with the, hey, when you come home from work after working extra hours, you also got to make dinner.
And I feel like, I feel like...
You got to do everything.
It was fine.
I take a break.
Yeah, I feel like it was fine in the beginning. Like, if she wants to be a stay-at-home mom and the guy was okay with it. Like, what else did the girl, what else did the woman want from him, you know? He already agreed to, like, the biggest part that she wanted. But if she's continuously wanting more and more without putting any effort herself, like, where do you draw the line as being the guy, you know?
Right. Yeah, it was pretty crazy. They were only married together 5 years and that happened. And
well, he got out. Wow. He got out soon, which is good for him.
It sucks. It really does suck, you know, but.
Okay, Miguel.
It's one of those things, you know. You don't know. You don't know what your partner may or may not be later on in the future.
The main reason we're here, Miguel, is for you to put yourself out there.
Yeah, Miguel. All right,
let's try it, bro. To hear some bullshit stories.
Shit, my bad. Let's take this bunk stuff out of here, the boring stuff out of here real quick. And let's come together for what this episode is all about. Episode 69.
Yes, sir.
I've been acting a little naughty today, bro. Since episode one. Why? I don't know, because it's 69, bro. Come on. It's my second lucky number. My lucky number is number 2, so. And it takes 2 to do 69, you feel me?
Hey, yo.
He pulled that one straight out of his ass right now.
I did, bro. That was bars, so.
Hey, low-key, that was kind of bars.
That fool just fucking freestyled on us, huh?
He had that shit in his pocket, bro. He was ready for that.
No, that was on the fly, bro.
He read that shit in a fortune cookie. He's like, one day I'm going to use this.
Like, goddamn. And then proceeds to start eating the orange chicken again.
That orange chicken. Yeah, I know. All right. So, yeah, I don't know why I'm dressed like this. It's not my best fit for this episode.
No, but it shows you got character.
If I'm trying to sell myself, this isn't working out. But, you know, we got a big show this weekend. Me and Moy, that's how we're getting there in the mood. We're going to go see The Boy Lenium at his third trilogy show in SoFi. It's going to be fucking lit. Harry said it's going to be lit. Biggest electronic show to date. Bunch of lasers. If you're into Lenium, we're done. It's clicked. It's over. That's it. That's all you need, bro. we'll work everything else out. That's no problem, bro.
Is this on the resume, Miguel? Because I feel like
This is a side note on the resume. If you're into Lenium, everything before the resume does not apply to you.
This is the fine print at the bottom.
Very fine print. If you actually,
it's like if you like Lenium and you tell me you like Lenium, this application is foregone and we get married tomorrow.
No, what it is, you know how when you enter job application and some of the responses are optional, but some have the red asterisk? Like, you have to put it, this is a red asterisk right here.
Oh, shit.
answer yes or no. If it says no, the application just deletes itself.
It gets thrown out.
It never gets submitted.
Yeah.
Damn. No, so a legit resume is, first of all, you know, anyone that wants to be my Valentine this year, just drop a hint in the comments anywhere. I'm kind of bad at hints, but hopefully I'll pick it up, you know. And this date situation can, you know, be modified to your convenience. But what I would plan would be go get like an early-ish dinner. We'll hit the bowling alley and hit, you know, get some bowling done in there. Because, you know, bowling's kind of fun. If not bowling, the mini golf, you know, because the mini golf's just cool. It's chill, you know, if it's good weather outside, you know, kind of thing. You know, stuff like that. And then we end it with maybe some coffee. Maybe some ice cream if you're lactose intolerant. We can hit the yogurt mill, you know, get some like dairy-free stuff kind of thing. And then, yeah, that's it, you know. And then if the night goes well, then we either go to your place or my place and we end it with some 69, you feel me? Boom.
There you go, man.
All right, that last part was just for the 69 bit, you know.
Hey, low-key, episode. Low-key, I might submit an application, bro.
But the rest of it is pretty legit, I think. So my hobbies include making candy, as you can see. I made one for the whole squad for this weekend. Moy has some stuff that I made for him for Christmas and whatnot. That is covering up. I guess he's a little ashamed of it or something. Eh. So if you're not seeing this, look at these pieces that I made for him. They're pretty freaking legit. I'm not going to lie. I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but trying to be humble, but they're pretty sick. But yeah.
But I don't have
I will also treat you very kindly. Listen to everything you have to say. Some people might even come in like a simp or something, but I don't know. I just think it's being chivalrous good guy, dude. Like, there's not that many people like that anymore.
There you go.
Like, I just don't get it. Like, how hard is it to be just nice?
Pretty hard, apparently.
So if you're interested, applications are just submit a comment on our TikTok, our Instagram, our YouTube.
Submit a purple heart.
Purple heart works. See some kind of hint. But remember, don't be like too secretive about it. I won't pick it up. Maybe my boys here might help me like pick it up because they're, you know, they try to help me out with that kind of stuff because I'm just oblivious to hints.
Speaking of helping out, I got a little story for y'all later. Continue though.
All right. That's it. That's all I got. So this is enough for you.
Look, if you're the lucky one to go on that date with Miguel, it comes with an all-included hotel stay.
Damn. 5-star?
At a 5-star hotel.
Damn. At a 5-star motel.
With the bed and breakfast. What? Motel? What? No, with the bed and breakfast the next morning.
There you go. You can get that bread and breakfast. You can go get the brunch, you know, some mimosas.
Hey,
some light.
You catch a day. Oh, no, day.
Candlelit picnic?
Nah, Miguel, bring out the real you.
Damn.
Let's just say, ladies out there, bro, I'm just going to say my boy's a dog. He's an animal. Take that as you will, but he's an animal.
Es un pinche mamífero.
Yes, sir. So is that your resume, Miguel?
I mean, if you don't want to get ice cream or coffee, you want to hit the bars and take some shots, let's go, bro. We'll go. We'll liven it up, you know.
I like
maybe
that.
Hit the dance floor a bit. I might not know how to dance that well, but
he does
definitely learn in the moment, hopefully.
With
the right amount of alcohol
hits.
Yeah, bro.
So there's alcohol hits.
Once the alcohol hits, one, he's not going to remember, and two, you're not going to remember.
Hopefully.
So No, we want you guys to remember. Come on.
Just don't remember the shitty dancing.
Hey, bro, I'm not going to lie. I can't tell if it's because the glasses, you know, sunglasses, and I can't see right now. But, like, when I look at Moy right now in a specific angle, he looks like Jack Sparrow, bro, because it's, like...
Yeah, he does. It's,
like,
the beard.
It's, like, his patch looks like it's, like, just hair and the beard, and then his hat his bucket hat looks like a bandana, bro. And the mustache, beard. Bro.
Sorry, Miguel, you hitting submit on that resume?
Can I throw in a cover letter as well?
It's fucking good.
Wait, hold on. Why are you? They're doing it, not you.
No.
No, he's submitting it. No, he's putting himself out there. He's putting his resume out there so the ladies can see the qualifications, and then they're gonna.
I'm applying to be their Valentine, but they're also applying to be my Valentine.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a two-way thing. Yeah,
we're swapping resumes here. You know.
All right, bad.
And then we could swap something else after.
It's all okay, buddy.
All right, guys. So I want to start off with my first fucking topic here. And where it's gonna continue the relationship thing that we got going on here. This actually happened this past weekend. So Compa Moises came through. He came to LA, go to Disneyland with this girl, yada yada. And he hung out with me for a few hours the next day before he had to go back home. But while he was hanging out with me, I get a call from my fiance. So I pick up, and my fiance, she seems like she's panicking. She's like, I don't know. She's acting very
stressed.
She's acting very stressed. The first words that come out of her mouth is, I can't find my ring. Can you go check in the bathroom and see if my ring's there? I can't find my ring. She's talking about her engagement ring that I got her when I proposed to her. She's like having me fucking check everywhere in the bathroom. I'm like a fucking scavenger, just looking everywhere in every little corner trying to find this ring. And she's like, check here, check in the little closet, check in the behind the little mirror, check everywhere. And nope, couldn't find the ring, bro. Couldn't find the ring. So I'm over here, damn, bro. You better find that ring, bro. You better find that ring. And so she's like, I don't know when I last wore the ring. I can't remember if like I remember putting it on in the morning, and but I don't remember like putting it back on. So she's like, okay, let me go check in the office again. Let me go check. So she goes and checks the office, and the fucking ring was there on her desk the whole time. She was just panicking. She couldn't find it, and she finally just found it, and it was just chilling there on the desk. But this brings up the question that I want to ask you guys. If your fiance loses the engagement ring that you got her, if she just fucking loses it randomly, like one day she can't find it anymore, does she deserve for you to buy her a new one? Or does she have to buy her own new engagement ring if she lost it?
In my opinion, I think, yeah, you call it off, bro. That's it.
You call it off. No, oh, wedding. You just call it off. No, she doesn't buy one. Yeah, you just call it off.
Look, if she loses your ring, then when is she going to lose the love for you?
Damn, bro, that was some
damn, that shit bars, was deep, bro.
You're
bro.
Spitting out here. That was ill, bro.
I never thought about it that way.
What? Who hurt you, boy?
Like, if you really love someone that much, how could you forget the thing that they gave you, that they told you, you are going to be mine for the rest of the life?
At that point, it's not even about money. It's about the trust, you know?
It's about the trust. It's about the feeling behind it.
Yeah. If she loses something so important like the ring. And also the fact that you spent hella
fucking money on that shit.
Damn. That's fucking, that's crazy, dude. I never thought about it that way. You know what? Forget the question. It's done. Yeah, you already got me.
Game over. All I know is that had I heard the rest of the conversation end with she can't find a ring, bro, I would have just walked. I'd been like, done. Pack your bags. We're going back.
Exactly. So in this case, I mean, she found the ring, so everything's okay. So hey, wedding's still on. We're good. We're good to go. Relationship is healthy. We're good.
I don't know if she would have lost it. Like where it was for a bit. Like she might forget that she's in love with you for a bit.
Damn.
Well, she was someone else, you know.
Remember, she'd be going out, and it's okay for someone to buy her drinks. What if she forgot her ring that night?
Yeah, bro. Hey, I remember I was there this weekend also in LA. But this was the day after Moise was there, and I saw some stuff, and I'm like, I don't know, that's kind of sus, bro. It's kind of sus. That's
crazy.
And I'm just playing. Monica, I'm chilling,
Monica, please don't hurt us. Remember, we're still in this.
I do have a question, though, for you two that have bought.
No, we still haven't answered the question, bro.
I know, but okay, I have a side question. So that's important to my question.
Hold up. Here's my serious answer.
Okay.
I think it depends on how it got lost. Is it for sure lost? Like she lost it.
Yeah, it's lost the ring.
It's not like it got stolen or whatever.
No,
lost it.
Yes.
Somewhere.
Yes.
Misplaced.
I don't think I'd buy another one.
You buying another one? Or are you teaching her a lesson?
I'm gonna tell her, all right, we're gonna have this on the next one, so you know what it feels like.
Damn. Okay.
No, I really don't know, man. I really don't know.
It's a tough one, huh? It's a tough one.
Bro, because look, like rings are a little expensive, bro. I don't know if you know.
Yeah.
That's the tough one, man. I don't know.
Look, I think my answer is, I don't know. The simp in me will be like, yeah, baby, don't worry. I'll fucking buy you another ring. But like the stinginess of part of me would be like, you know, I'll get you another ring, but it's not gonna be as expensive. It's gonna be a cheaper ring.
The financially responsible you is like,
yeah.
All right, la maquinita, here we come. and then the romantic in you is like, anything for you, baby.
Exactly.
And so, we'll see who wins. I really don't know who would win that fight.
All right. In order to answer this, I have to ask a question first.
All right, go.
Is it not like ring insurance?
There is, but the kind of warranty that is sold with the ring, I don't think it covers it being lost.
Can you get like ring insurance just in case you lose it?
I think there is a type of insurance that you can get, but it's like you have to go somewhere else for that shit.
I think so. Yeah, it's not like through your it's not from the person you bought the ring from. It's more like you'd have to get it insured through like an insurance company.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it makes sense, you know, especially if you spend a lot of money. In my opinion, in my honest, serious opinion, you don't get her another one. She doesn't get herself another one. You just wait till the wedding and you wear the wedding ring instead of the engagement ring.
Okay.
And then if things go well, you know, 5-10 years later. When you might upgrade the ring, you know, then you get her the new engagement ring, you know.
Okay.
I mean, at that point, why would you get another ring? Just upgrade the wedding band.
To what?
Well, some wedding bands are like a two-piecer.
Oh.
So it's like the engagement ring. So it's like, it'd be like this. Like, this is like the wedding band, right? And then, but like down the middle, some have it so you can slide in the engagement ring and then both fit. So you have like.
What?
It's pretty cool.
Then when did you get married, cuh?
When did I get married? I don't. Yeah. I just saw, shout out to my girl Amanda. I saw her ring. She has a really nice ring. She has a black diamond ring.
Damn. Okay.
But it's clean. Your little ring's on the other hand. My fault. It's supposed to be on the left hand.
Yeah, bro. I'm not married yet. This is the ring I've had since like high school.
Damn.
Not this specific ring, but I've been wearing a ring since high school.
Okay. His finger is green
at this point, bro.
Yeah. But yeah. So,
green?
I don't know, man. That is a tough one though, but I do remember being there and I was just, Veronica and I looked at each other like
I'd be upset.
I mean, no, 100% upset is not a what if thing. Definitely, you're allowed to be upset about that.
I'd be upset, sad,
hurt, betrayed, lost.
Whoa, okay, like, I don't know about those.
The toxico answer from me would be, now you got to buy me a ring. Buy me a Rolly. You know what? Not the ring. Buy me a Rolly.
Hey.
Oh, yeah? A Rolex on sale?
I'll take a Rolly. Hey, look, this is just talking about watches. We're at Disneyland. They had this, like, I think Disneyland has, like, a collab with Pandora. Usually it's Pandora,
yeah.
But there was this other, they had this, so it's Pandora, like, ex-Disney, like, display in, like, the showroom. There was also this, like, watch, like, tower.
Yeah.
It's like a whole bunch of like different watches. Bro, super nice all black watch, black face with a simple Mickey in like a outline on the face of it. Like super simple. Like I told Veronica, I looked at her, I'm like, look, I don't even like, I'm not a Disney fan. Like I'll put it out there. But like that watch was so fucking nice where I'm like, I'd take that watch. I'd proudly wear that watch.
Veronica, if you're listening.
I told her, I'm like, if you ever want to buy me something super nice and expensive from Disneyland, that's the watch.
Damn.
Why didn't you get it then and there?
We're balling on a budget right now, buddy.
Damn.
I couldn't even afford myself some new Crocs.
Look, before we get distracted, I want to transition because expensive, that's a good transition right there. Speaking about expensive, something expensive also happened during that week to Monica specifically. Some very unfortunate situations that she partook in. So Moises came through that weekend, but Miguel also came through that weekend. The day after Moises was here, Miguel and his homies, they had planned to go get Korean barbecue, and I was invited, thankfully. They thought of me as a friend, so I appreciate you guys. I wasn't. You know,
it's crazy.
That's because you left, so you could have stayed. That's your fault. While we were at Korean barbecue, we planned to go hit up a bar. Our homie Greg was going to be performing at this bar, so we're like, "Hey, fuck it, you guys are you guys down to come through?" Because I mean, we're not together all the time, so. And everybody agreed. We set up a time and we're like, all right, bet, let's go at 10 p.m. We're going to go hit up the bar and have a good time. That happened. We all fucking went to the bar. We got there at 10. We all had a fucking amazing time. Miguel was chilling. It looked like he was having fun. And at one point in the night, that foot just like disappeared. Hey, shout out Monica though. Dude, Monica is like the best wing woman ever. She was pulling girls left and right to Miguel, to like their other friend, to Hoppo. Hoppo, she pulled like three girls for Hoppo. But how, you know how Hop is. That fool is like, he's very, very picky, you know?
I'm pretty sure I got zero, but okay.
That's because you fucking kept running away, bro. Yeah, you literally kept running away.
I got scared.
Anyway, that was just like a little side thing right there. Legit, bro, legit, when the night was almost over, it was like 1 something in the morning. The bar closes at 2. We like to stay at the very end, but legit, like maybe like 1:13, Monica comes up to me and she's like, I can't find my phone. I don't know where my phone is. Like, I can't find it anywhere. It's not in my pockets. Do you have it? And I'm like, no, I don't have it. I don't have your phone. So we're like trying to look where the phone went. Like, if she dropped it in the bathroom, I think she went to the bathroom to go check if it was in there, and it wasn't there. She didn't bring her purse. She just had a jacket on, and the jacket was, it didn't have like the biggest pockets. So like things were kind of loose in there also. So we were like trying to figure out what the hell happened to this phone. We were hoping that maybe she just dropped it and then hopefully someone picked it up and just took it to like a lost and found if they have one. But I think she went up to one of the security guards and they told her that, no, like we don't have a phone on us. So at that point, we're like, fuck, bro. Like, I think maybe somebody fucking took your phone then. Someone might have like pickpocketed you. The night ended. Before we left, we hit up Greg. We're like, hey, bro, we had a good time as always. Like, we're just fucking essentially saying goodbye and shit. But we also let him know that Monica's phone, that we thought someone stole it. So he knew that her phone was possibly stolen. And I'm only saying that because of what I'm going to say later. So that happened. We slept. And then we decided that, you know what? Maybe there is still hope, because the location, it's showing in the same spot. It hasn't updated in 15 hours. Possibly, maybe they did have it there at the bar. Maybe it was lost. Maybe she just dropped it. So we went, crossing our fingers that they had it. And same response. They're like, no, no phone. We don't have it here. So at that point, we're like, fuck, bro. I mean, I'm pretty sure someone stole it then. Maybe they put it in airplane mode so that we can't track it. And they turned it off. So we're like, fucking, bro. Cut our losses. We're going to go get a new phone. And we were at the App Store for maybe like 10, 20 minutes. And you know me being a good fiance, I was like, I can't let you get a phone alone. Let me get one with you. So no, I went ahead and upgraded my phone. I'm like, I can't let you upgrade your phone by yourself. I'm gonna be a good fiance and like put myself in debt with you, you know? So cut to 2 hours later, I get a DM from Greg, and he sends me a message saying, I'm pretty sure someone was doing that shit. And there's a screenshot of somebody else that was at the bar at the same time. And they explained in that message saying that one of their friends that was there, they got their phone pickpocketed. And as they were trying to figure out who pickpocketed or trying to figure out who did that, at the same time they were doing that, someone went into that girl's purse and they took their phone also.
Bruh.
So somebody there the whole fucking night was just chilling, pickpocketing people's phones, dude. Just like waiting for the right person. And like Monica, like she was wearing a loose jacket. So like I'm pretty sure it was just easy to reach in there and take it.
Yeah, it also doesn't help that like you're in like in a bar setting where like you're just rubbing against people.
Yeah,
you know, people, you know, run into you and shit. So like you're not gonna think twice if like you feel someone.
Yeah, and I mean,
you know, like your body's just not on a high alert at that moment because you're just being bumped into by everyone.
Exactly, and like you said, I mean, that bar is not too big, and it gets packed, bro. Like that bar is very popular. And like I said, like I always have a good time at that bar. I don't wanna say their name just in case like someone would fucking. Like, or sees it as negative anyway, and then fucking like leaves them a bad rating or something. So I don't want to do that. So that's the only reason.
If you
want to
know who
them.
The bar is, hit us up. We'll let you know. $5.
Exactly. We'll let you know. But yeah, I'm gonna go back to that bar. I always have a good time. But it just happened to be a bad night where someone there was fucking ruining people's nights and just taking their shit. You know.
Yeah.
That's tough, bro. It's happened. I mean, it happened to me, not at a bar, but at a music festival.
Yeah.
Literally 30 minutes into the festival, and I got my phone stolen.
I would have been fucking pissed, bro. I would have made it my fucking
mission
to find someone.
I was furious, mainly because, like I said, it was 30 minutes in.
Yeah.
So I was like, bro, like I literally just got here. But I kid you not, that was also probably one of my most favorite raves I've been to. because after that, like, I had nothing on me. I let loose. I had the greatest time of my life.
Yeah.
In the moment, like, it's shitty. And I'm not saying, like, you know, now you have new phones, you know, look at the bright side type shit. Like, it sucks. It really does suck. There's shitty people out there, bro.
There was some sketchy people there. Some people that look sketchy, at least to us. So maybe they did it. But, you know, I can't assume. I can't just fucking put blame on certain people. But there was definitely someone there just fucking stealing people's shit.
Hopefully. And, like, to your point, it doesn't help that that bar is fucking packed.
Yeah, it's also very packed.
No, it was impossible packed, bro.
I know. I think Hernan was telling me like it was even more this time.
Yeah, it was.
It was worse than a rave, bro.
That's how lit it is. Walking by, that's why fucking bro. Miguel left. Just that's what ditched you. Everybody.
No, I did. I couldn't handle it anymore. I was just pissed off. Everyone's bumping me into the back, elbowing me. I was like, I'm gonna go sit outside for the biggest.
But if it was a girl bumping into you, like grinding on you, would you have stayed?
Shit, maybe.
Nah, yeah. This one.
Shit.
So we had a chance, bro.
Nah, bro, it was bad. I went outside and I sat down for a bit, and then this fool came out. He was kind of lit, and he was like, come back in. I was like, yeah, I'll go back in right now. I went in the car and I fell asleep.
Well,
damn.
I hope you're ready for your EDC and you hold on to that phone real tight, then.
I'm gonna fucking stitch that shit to my fucking chest.
Bring a fanny pack, bring like the extension clips that Paulo has so he can hook you up, you know?
Yeah.
There's plenty of ways to prevent your phone being stolen. At festivals and anywhere else. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It was a fun weekend. Besides that, though, it was chill.
Yeah.
It was funny because like we walk in and it was like emptyish, right? My brother and the boys are like, does it get packed? I was like, oh yeah, just give it like 20 minutes. And then like literally like 30, 40 minutes later, we couldn't even move anymore. We're just like, yeah, you wanted to get packed? Well, there you go. Now it's packed.
The boy Greg was there, so you know people are going to show out, dude.
I know. It's yeah, and he's pretty lit, bro. He's pretty lit. I'm not going to lie. So we got to hire Greg for our weddings, our quinceañeras, our birthdays, whatever it is.
I need my 30th birthday. Slide through.
Hey.
You better start booking him now, bro.
I'm going to throw a rager. $20 to get in, but all you can drink.
Hey, damn, open bar?
That's a crazy fucking take, dude.
There we go. I'm there.
I'm gonna be plastered by the end of the night, dude.
$20 is all it takes.
$20 all you can eat buffet, except instead of buffet, it's fucking it's alcohol.
And then I'm gonna be handing out like wristbands, you know, VIP, general admission, J+.
If Miguel's on the menu, I'm there, bro. If he's on the buffet.
What? Hey, just to be a real one, I'll throw in an all you can eat taco buffet, but only from like 5 to 8 PM, right?
Damn.
Okay.
All right, bet.
Be on the lookout for that invitation, guys.
Shit, coming soon. All right, y'all. So I'm gonna just get rid of my last topic here just to get it over with, so that way people can stop hearing me talk. So,
thank goodness, bro.
I think you guys are gonna love this one here. I've experienced this a lot in my life, and I'm 100% sure you guys have also experienced this in your life as well. Have you guys ever heard of the Bader-Meinhof phenomenon?
The mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell.
Wait, what?
The mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell.
There you go.
That's what I said, and he said E=MC², bro.
Damn, took your fucking joke. So this is the Bader-Meinhof phenomenon is also called the frequency illusion, but I'm sure you guys haven't heard of that either.
Oh, when you move at the same frequency as something else, it looks like it's not moving.
No, not that at all. Okay, so I'll give you guys an example of what this is. Have you guys ever? And it could be like different things. Have you guys ever gone to a car dealership where you were like interested in getting a car, or you were in the process of buying a car and you're there filling out all the paperwork and shit, and maybe sometimes it doesn't work and you guys go back home, but you're still like, you have that car on your mind, or you bought it and the car is on your mind, obviously, because you bought it. And then all of a sudden, the next few days, the next few weeks, you constantly keep seeing that car everywhere. Like, you've never seen that car at all. And because now you're buying it and you're thinking about it constantly, now you're all of a sudden you're seeing this fucking car everywhere nonstop, and then you hear people talk about the car more frequently also. So I don't know if that's happened to you, or like for me recently, for whatever reason, I was talking to my sisters and we were just like joking around and shit, and we kept using the word like placebo a lot. And I mean, I've knew about that word, but I would never use that word like at all. And then all of a sudden, like I just remember about that word because of the It movie, the horror movie. And so I just started using it in like jokes and shit. And like, I just kept using it. So that word was obviously in my mind. And like over the next few days, I swear to God, bro, like I started hearing that fucking word in like different videos that I would watch. And like random people that I would walk by or that I knew that I would talk to would be using the word placebo now. So it, like, it's just fucking weird that something like that happens. I don't know if you guys ever experienced something like that.
For me, it's the car. I remember when I bought my Cruise.
Yeah.
and I would drive it. I'm like, bro, when the fuck did it start being so many cruises on the street? Like, I swear, like, I was like, I see this fucking cruise everywhere.
Yeah.
And then same with when Veronica got her Toyota RAV4. Like, we started, you know, going out and everything. And I'm like, when the fuck have we out? Like, where have all these RAV4s coming from?
Yeah, exactly. So that's like a phenomenon. That's an actual thing that happens to people. That's the Bader Meinhof like phenomenon.
Okay, but what is it?
It's essentially just what's that word?
Is it because I'm fixated on that thought that
I
just see it more prevalent?
Exactly.
I would say it's like psychological, you know, because it's like,
yeah, it is.
Everything's just out of sight, out of mind kind of thing. Like, yeah, so you see whatever, like when you make your daily trips to work or school or whatever, like the surroundings become just habit, you know, and see it. So it's something fresh. It's something new. Your mind is fixates on it. So it starts to see that thing everywhere that it can, you know, because you're fixated on it.
Yeah.
Eventually you kind of get over it, but
yeah, it's essentially it's essentially what's called selective attention. That's like the word that they use. But it's just because something is it's constantly on your mind, constantly on your brain. Without you even thinking about it, your brain is like looking out for it. Like this whole time, cars like that have been passing by and you've been seeing them, but you haven't really noticed them. But now since, like, for example, Veronica bought a RAV4, you've always seen RAV4s passing by. But now that you're specifically thinking about a RAV4, now you're noticing them pass by as before that you weren't. And it's funny though, because this is like the only thing that I've ever really researched for this fucking podcast. Just because it was like a toilet thought. I was thinking about it while I was taking a shit. And I was like, damn, bro. Like, I remember that this thing, like, happens to me a lot. I looked it up and I started looking into, like, all the fucking research about it. And it's, like, an actual thing. Like, I was always wondered if there was a name for it. And then, like, at the end of one of the videos that I was watching, they were like, now that you're looking into this phenomenon, you're going to start seeing a lot more people talk about this phenomenon in the future. So, like, I'm just, like, waiting for TikToks to appear about this shit, because I'm pretty sure I'm going to come across them now that I'm, like, constantly thinking about it and, like, looking into it. Yeah, so I thought that was pretty cool.
It is cool. Kind of scary, but kind of cool.
Yeah. I'm just happy I'm not the only one that experienced it. You know, I thought I was going crazy. But nah, it's a thing that happens to a lot of people.
It kind of reminds me of, I don't know what movie it is, but it's with like Will Smith and I'm going to butcher a name, I think. Margot Robbie. And like they're in the nice seats, you know, the penthouse things at a football game. And like, there's a...
He tells her to... They're
betting with that Asian guy, right? They're like building up like the bets and stuff, and he's like, all right, final bet, you know, double or nothing, whatever, like you pick one player on the field and she's gonna pick the player, and if she picks the same player as you, like, you know, I win.
Yeah,
the
movie's dope.
And, like, I guess the whole car ride there, they're like, well, the whole like way there, basically, like the dude was like conditioned to seeing this number.
Yeah.
You know, and the number was 33, I think, and like he kept seeing it everywhere. So like by the time he got to the stadium and like they did the bet, like his brain was looking for 30.
Yeah, he was already, no matter what, he was gonna pick that number. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, it's crazy psychological shit right there, man.
Yeah.
That was a rush, man. Cause we're talking like, they're like in the millions at that point when they're betting. I was like, dude, it's wild right here.
Yeah, movie's dope.
I don't know what movie it is. But
yeah, I need to remember the name.
I don't remember the name. I never saw the movie. I just saw that clip. That clip was like going everywhere.
It was on TikTok for the longest time.
Yes, sir. All right, well, that's it for me, guys. That's all I got. All
right, guys. So we got my fucking resume out of the way. We're not going to talk about any Valentine's Day stuff yet because we saw one week before that. We got a non's fucking nice, crisp 49ers jersey. I'm going to be nice for once. I'm going to say, go Niners. The Chiefs can just suck it.
Yer.
I hate the Chiefs more than the Niners. I don't hate Taylor Swift, but Taylor Swift, he might have ruined football. But hey, did you see that stat, though? How much money she's generated for the Kansas City Chiefs? Shit's fucking wild.
Who cares, bro? No one cares about the Chiefs.
This shit is rigged, bro. It's rigged. The Chiefs being this far in are rigged because of Taylor Swift, bro.
1,000%.
So imagine if they break up, bro. It's it. GG, bro.
She's about to put out the most fire album ever.
The Chiefs will fucking be dead. She'll release a fire album, maybe. It just feels like it's going to be an awkward breakup, you know? Like, she became friends with, like, the whole fam. Staying up there, the booth and stuff, you know?
I mean, isn't that every breakup? You get close to the family?
It depends how long you've been.
And then when it ends, like, you know, you had good time with the family, now you just can't hang out with them anymore?
I mean, it depends. You can still hang out with them, but it also depends on how long.
I mean, we still hang out.
It depends how long you're with. Wait, what? What do you mean, we? It's about me and you or what?
Yeah, I mean, we still hang out.
Who broke up with who? You're afraid to tell our audience that you broke up with me and you broke my heart to a million pieces?
I didn't break up with you.
What?
I'm not the reason you went a downward spiral. Say her name. Eh?
Yeah, I don't know who you're talking about anymore. The only spiral I'm on is... I don't know, actually. Okay, I can't finish the sentence. Damn, all I know is Elenium has a fire-ass track called Spirals. Go check it out. That shit is sick.
This kid is doing a fucking infomercial.
Enough, bro, though. Hey, I'm going to finally admit it on camera. Hopefully he sees this video later when Enon edits it. Hapo, you did put me on Elenium. I will finally admit it. Even though it was kind of out there on Twitter and stuff, and the evidence may or may not have been there. But he put me on my favorite artist, and you know, shout out to him and shout out to everyone else that has continued to support this artist with me. I think our boy Copa Moyo here has some questions for us. We're going to get real juicy right now since it is episode 6, and we're going to continue the sauce right here. The good kind of sauce, you feel me? The sauce. Things are going to get real saucy right now. So, all right, Moy, if you're ready for us, we're ready for you.
So this is from this game called Let's Get Deep, but these are the after-hour questions. Not the ones where you know, hey, what's your favorite color? These are juicy, hard-hitting. I mean, they're all right. Would you rather meet someone through a mutual friend or on a dating app?
I want to say a mutual friend, because you hope that friend is friends enough with you and them that they know, like, your kind of preferences, your likes, you know? And so, like, they know that you two could be potentially good for each other. The downside is if you get into arguments or you break up or something, that friend might get caught in the middle, you know, just be taking strays for no reason. That friend
is in the middle, like...
I've been there. I've done that. I've been the one catching strays, all right? But that's why I'm saying this, but, you know, it's just, that's the downside I see with your friend hooking up with, you know, a mutual, you know, kind of thing. But I think it is cool. It is a cool way to meet people like that, you know? And like I said, hopefully this friend knows you and the other person enough that they think you're somewhat compatible, or you can build the compatibility with apps. Maybe I just have bad luck, bro, but it just hasn't hit, you know? I feel like apps are very superficial. You kind of just see the first photo, and if the photo is not good enough for you, just you say no. And if the photo is good enough, you say yes, you know? Correct me if I'm wrong, guys. I don't know. Maybe I'm superficial. But I don't know.
I think you're wrong.
You're only saying that because you still believe in these apps. I'm sure you have homies that have met their significant other through these apps and it's worked out. I know I do. I do. I actually have a couple of homies.
My ex.
Damn.
Yo, hey, oh.
Hey, okay. Boy, it's true, though. My ex met their significant other and then they're married now and have a kid, I think.
Yep. That's two people I know. I don't remember the other person. Look, but that have gotten married using dating apps.
Yeah.
Shout out to them. Lucky for them, you know. I'm glad they met their significant other, and I'm glad it's working out. It ain't working out for me, though, so fuck that shit.
I just don't think you try hard enough, bro. Look, let me finish my thought here, Miguel. I still rather choose a dating app over that, just because I feel like if you meet someone through a mutual friend, then that means that mutual friend has a connection with them. So I feel like it could get kind of messy, you know? So, like, what if that ends up in a bad situation? Now the friend has to choose between either you or the friend, you know? So I feel like it could get messy. So I'd rather just not make it messy and not go through that. So I'd rather just meet someone through a dating app, to be honest, or just meet someone random somewhere, you know, that's not involved with a friend.
I was going to say you could just meet someone. I mean, well, this question was...
Yeah, that's why. But it wasn't one of the options, so that's why I said it.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, we could all be adults here, and even if we break up with mutual friend, like, we could still be...
But you really think life works that way, Miguel?
You really believe in sunshine and you really believe,
like, something like that will happen? Shit can get messy, bro. Yeah, come on.
I've gone through it. It can work. It just depends on the maturity level of each person.
Yeah.
There's like a bajillion people on planet Earth, though, bro. It's not gonna work for everybody.
Where are those friends now, buddy? All right. Where's the wildest place you've had sex?
Damn.
Your mom's house.
Damn. Shit.
Like, really, my mom's house?
Hey, actually.
No. I never said which mom. It could be an aunt. It could be yours.
I mean, you never took her to her nuns.
Oh!
I'm boring, bro. The bed. I've never done any fucking wild sex ever.
That's crazy.
I'm a fucking plain old boring man, bro.
My man's a plain Jane.
I'm a plain Jane, bro.
I'm a virgin, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, buddy.
Yeah, I wanted a fucking hot, juicy question. Sure. I give a boring ass answer.
I'm pretty sure I drive by that place every time I go to back to town.
It was in a car somewhere in the middle of the cut, somewhere like, you know, out there. Yeah.
Damn. All right, next question.
Well, no boy has to answer it too.
Oh, he's gonna. Oh, my bad.
It was pulled off the highway and then
on the side of the highway.
Pulled off the highway and then just like it was some like random back road.
In the car or outside of the car?
In. It was cold.
Okay,
that's all wild. Right.
It was a little cold.
That's wild. Y'all couldn't wait till you got home or something. Eh?
Honestly, it's probably like another.
Nah, because if they waited until he got like home, he would have fell asleep.
Minutes. Yeah, probably like another 30 minutes, and then we would have gotten home. All right, let's see. Have you ever had a threesome? Are you or your partner open about it?
Jeez. Well, Miguel doesn't have a partner, so he can't answer this question.
So yeah, let me go ahead and answer this question. And I'm going to say they might be into it, but no, I've never had a threesome.
Are you into it, or would you be into it?
That's rough. I don't know, man. I like want to say yes, but then it's going to be like, oh, depending if it's a male or if it's another female, you know?
Yeah, it gets a little tricky, you know? Because I know Miguel. Does Miguel really want to see another guy going at it with this girl, you know?
What if he's going at it with me, bro? What if he's going at it with me?
Hey, no pause on that one.
Hey, we said episode 69, right? Hey, yeah. Juicy, yeah. You know?
Miguel's about to do 69.
Damn, bro.
Well, she just watches her wife, right?
Me
and Monica have talked about it, but... And then we like joke around it too. We would joke about it too. Like, I think the last time we went to the bar with the very first time we went to Greg and those girls that Monica wing woman, Miguel, I think at the bar. Yeah, at the bar, we were like drunk and we were like, threesome. Like me and Monica. So we always joke around and shit. But I think in the end, I think we wouldn't do it.
Hey, with enough alcohol, anything's possible, bro.
Veronica's very possessive. She should have just told me. She's like, it'll never happen because I could never give you up.
But what if it's another dude?
That's true. That's a question you should ask her.
Did she answer that?
I don't think she answered that question.
Another guy. Maybe she doesn't want it either. She said.
I don't know. You didn't ask her. You got to find out.
She says she's on the love of her life and I will always be.
Nah, you got to find out, bro. Hey, we're going to need an update on this question from you next week.
Hey, you know, bump up the question. Bump it up. Make it a foursome, but like a swingers thing, you know?
What the fuck? Like open relationship kind of shit or
no, what?
That's different.
Oh my bad.
Like
my bad.
Remember like a haunted house with what's his face with the Wayne brother?
The white guy.
Yes, the white couple. They're like, hey,
or even like what's switch. What's that movie with fucking Jason Sudeikis or whatever his name is? With RV.
Yeah.
Who?
I know. They have to get drugs or some shit, no?
Yeah.
Were the Millers?
Yeah, we're the Millers. Yeah, yeah.
Remember when they're in the tent and and then the other couple two are like, you can spank me if you want.
No, mommy. I remember that shit. That's all funny. Oh, damn.
Yeah, I don't know about that one either.
I'm just saying, you don't got to go all the way either. It could be just like, you know, let's, you know, spice her up and it's our hour.
Just give me a smooch.
All right, next question.
Lights off or lights on during...
Lights off because I'm ugly as fuck. I don't want people
off
to see
with
me.
Off with like the like LED strip
with
like
some
this,
LEDs,
like some kind of ambient light, you know, just so you can kind of see them, you know.
Same, bro. Same. You
know?
Lights
set
off.
Set the mood. Some candle lights, you know. Oh yeah, if we get the hotel, I got you with the rose petals and the candle lights. If you made it this far, this is back to my resume. I'm adding on to it.
Nah, me and Miguel are breaking in the bed the moment we get there.
Wait, where?
Oh, what do you mean where?
Oh, my bad.
If you had a hall pass with a celebrity, who would you choose and why?
Dua Lipa.
Damn. Holy shit, that was fast.
That was a very fast answer.
Hey, she knows that. She knows Dua Lipa is my hall pass.
Okay. That's an interesting.
Come on. Like, it's a good one, right?
I don't know what Dua Lipa looks like.
I know I've seen some photos here and there, but not that I can remember right now. But I think you're valid. I think you pass.
Thank you.
I'm kind of torn right now. I don't know, man.
This was gonna say like I feel like we talked about this before. This was gonna say Emma Stone.
No. That's a different kind of crush. All right, let's see what you think I'm gonna say.
Fuck.
Let's see. You know me? You know me? You know me like that?
Billie Eilish.
Do you have a first letter of the name?
M. Fucking A. It's an
Monica, bro. I knew it. Crazy. I fucking knew
Chill.
It.
That's wild.
That's wild.
It's just
no, hold on. Just to
is it Margot Robbie?
Just to clear the confusion. Not my Monica. Different Monica here.
Is it Margot Robbie?
No.
Oh.
I was thinking either Madison Beer.
Who the fuck is that?
Bruh, come on, man. Come on.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Or,
What's she from?
She's an artist, but she was on David Dobrik's vlogs.
Yeah, you don't know who Madison Beer is, bro?
No, off the top of my head.
Either her or maybe Jennifer Lawrence.
I feel like Jennifer Lawrence is overrated, bro.
Low key. Just like in the water, low key. But like, I mean, at the end of the day, we're being for real. It's either between Salma Hayek or Sofia Vergara. I don't know.
No, mom is like, Miguel has this habit of always giving like 50 answers for one question, bro.
Bro, I remember I was watching the episode from last week and Miguel's like listed off like all the Disney movies.
Yeah.
Except for this head ass said, is Balto a Disney movie? Balto, really?
Yeah.
You were at the fucking place where it was not the actual place, but the studio.
All right. I'm going to say to my first pick of Madison Beer since y'all be bitching at me now.
As we should.
Felicity Smoke from Arrow. Damn. I don't know her actress name.
Damn. So you went to Snow Bunny's.
He doesn't want that. He doesn't want the actress. He wants the character that she plays.
The character.
The character is very different.
That's why he didn't say the actual name.
Right. I really don't know who her real name is.
All right.
That's crazy.
One more. Make it a good one.
Something. It's Emily something.
Last one. Make it a good one.
Fuck. Do you have any secret fetishes?
Hey, okay. I'm going to say this right now, bro. Monica thinks that I have a foot fetish. And she constantly.
So aggressive.
Because she constantly puts her foot in my face, bro. And she's always putting her feet on my lap. She just like constantly wants to have her foot near my face.
So she has a foot fetish.
I think she thinks that I have a foot fetish, but she wants me to have a foot fetish. That's what it is. She's right next to me right now. She's wagging her finger. No,
that's what I'm saying. Like she wants you to suck on your toes.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yo. What?
Exactly.
That's what she wants.
That's exactly.
She's trying to condition you.
Exactly. Currently her foot is on my fucking chair.
Damn.
This is happening live right now. I feel like I'm a little scared right now.
Let me see.
I'm a little. You gotta pay extra for that, bro.
Oh no, I don't like films. Yeah. I'm cool.
I don't know if it's a footage, and I'm very disappointed in Monica for not trying.
Fetish,
this.
Not footage.
Footage?
Is it a footage?
Not footage.
We're talking about foot here. My bad.
My boy said I don't know if it's a footage.
Yeah. Okay. Look. I don't know. Please tell me if this is a fetish or not, but. And I'm very disappointed that Monica hasn't done it because I've told her about it. I like when girls wear the very long socks, you know, like all the way up to the leg,
like thigh highs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I like that. I like that, you know. And Monica hasn't done that for me, you know. And I'm crazy. Very sad.
She doesn't love you, bro. First she loses her ring and now this. Nah,
that's what I'm saying, bro. She's been losing the ring and now this.
Get rid of her, bro. Move on. You deserve better.
You know what? That's probably why she thinks you have a foot fetish, because you want her in socks.
No. Yeah, there's a big difference between thigh highs and a foot fetish.
I'm not saying I'm correct. I'm just saying maybe she's just confused.
No. But he's being very specific. I want to see you in thigh highs. It doesn't involve feet. That's a thigh highs.
Exactly. Right? Exactly.
I got you, man. I got you.
I appreciate you, man. Miguel, this is why you're my favorite.
All right.
At least when Moises is not here.
What the fuck?
Look. Miguel not only has my back, but he's the one that says that it's 30-30 and 40 for me. So this is why he's my favorite.
Whatever, Miguel. What's your weird one?
I don't know if I got one, bro.
Well, I don't know. I didn't mean to say that because you were going to give me a weird one.
I know. I got to say, why are you discriminating between fetishes out here, bro?
I'm sorry.
I'm very inexperienced in this category, so I don't...
Ta-chow.
What? You're going to tell me I'm not, bro? Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Damn, that's crazy. I don't know. I'm trying to think. Like, I'm not into... Like, okay, these are things I'm not into. Choking.
Let me give you what I don't like.
Just say you're into vanilla.
I'm not into feet. Vanilla? Damn, that's kind of soft, bro.
He's not into girls.
The whole like hot candle wax over your chest. No, I'm not. I'm cool. No.
Yo, that is very specific.
Tell me why I knew someone who did not hot candle wax, but they melted candies and they put them and then like melted them and then they got like what's worse, first or third degree?
Oh,
third.
Third. No, is it?
Yeah,
third degree burn.
I thought like first degree murder was worse than third degree
murder.
Oh, shit, maybe you're right. Murder.
You said murder. Yo,
I'm saying it in that.
That's
sense.
A crazy fetish. That's a crazy fetish, bro.
I'm saying in that sense. So whatever the least one is, they got that least amount of burns, whatever. And I was like, bro, like, where does it, like, melting? I think that it was like Starburst or whatever.
Not even the good candy, bro.
Not even the good candy.
What about you?
That's crazy.
Me, I don't know if it's me or Miguel. Oh, look, I'll put mine out there.
Because Miguel is over here listing a whole bunch of different shit. He can never just stick to one thing.
I don't know if it's a fetish or just... I forgot what the difference between fetish and kinks are. And I don't even think it's a real thing, but like glasses.
Damn,
like,
and Veronica... Oh, she wears glasses.
She does.
But okay, so like, are the glasses she's wearing enough? Or are you looking for a type of glasses?
No, like just...
Any?
Clear like glasses, like...
Glasses
make you look smarter.
You madly in love with her then.
I'm madly deeply. Yeah, the glasses, again, I don't know if it's a fetish or a kink or whatever. But
so, like, okay, so I don't know if this TMI, like, I don't know if you want to answer this question, but so does this mean you guys do the dirty with glasses on since you love glasses so much?
Well, if I do it without, I can't see, so.
Wait, come on, dude.
But you don't need your
glasses
see.
to fucking have sex, bro, really.
I don't need it, but I think I'm pretty sure they're always been on. Unless I'm like maybe drunk or something and like, you know, glasses came off.
He said when he's going beast mode, they come off, bro. You
know? It's like the Crocs, you got to put them in fast mode.
It's fucking glasses come off.
That's crazy.
I don't think they're always worn, but I'm just going to say 9 times out of 10 when they are worn, I think it's better.
Okay. Socks or no socks?
Ooh, no socks.
I wear socks.
Same, bro. I got to keep my feet warm.
And I heard that wearing socks helps you finish faster.
I'm taking off my socks.
That's a guy's and girls. But like I've heard specifically like girls, like if they wear socks, think they finish faster.
Oh, okay.
What?
Don't quote me on that. But I think,
I'm going to quote you.
In that case, bro, I'm going to take off her sock, put some vapor up on her foot, and just throw the sock back on, bro. And
fucking guy.
Simulator from the feet down, you know?
Miguel's going to have to have vapor up on his fingers and just fucking pop in her nose.
No, even worse. I'm not even going to say what.
It's extra stimulating, bro. It's extra stimulating.
No. Yo. All right, guys. Hey.
Hold on. I didn't get to answer my question, bro. No,
all right, kidding. go ahead.
What are you talking about? You're making it vapor rub.
No, that's not my fault. If we're wearing socks, we're wearing those grip socks from the hospital, you know, that way you can get good.
Hey, you know what? That sounds like a dumbass fucking answer, but I get you. I get you.
That's not my answer. I get you. My answer is miniskirts.
I'm waiting for your other answer that you're gonna. I know you're gonna say something. No,
that's it.
Miniskirts. Okay, so how
many?
How many?
not like that. Okay, chill. Like not even. Okay, I'm gonna go with skirts, but like
this guy's getting his answer.
He says specifically miniskirts, bro.
No, because you guys are going like this small over here. No.
Oh, you know. Okay, so like, I think we're sidetracking. I think this is just like, what gets you going type shit. I don't think it's considered a fetish. Like, I think fetishes are like, you know, BDSM, voyeurism, foreplay.
Fuck it. Just tie me down to the bed. Let's go.
like role playing. Like,
tie him down. Never come back to
like, spanking.
Ooh, if we did role play, it'd be some cosplay.
If we? You feel me? What do you mean? Okay,
who's we?
Be more specific. Like, who said we? You said we.
Not you two, just by saying other, not like we.
You need to specify, bro.
Me and my imaginary significant other over here, you know?
Miguel's like, hey, if we had a cosplay, we're going to be anime.
Hey, that episode is going to be wild as fuck, bro. Are we going to live stream that shit or what?
Which one? The cosplay one? I'm down.
All right, guys. Okay, this is the end of the episode. Hey. We hope you guys fucking enjoyed episode 69. We wanted to do something crazy, but I don't know. Like, I feel like if we're going to do something crazy,
hundreds.
We need to like truly plan for it. And we want to make it in person. Like, it has to be in person. So like,
100th episode.
Exactly. So 100th episode.
I think so.
It could be sooner. You know, just any opportunity that we could get together, we want to do something crazy, especially since like we always mention that we don't really get a chance to meet each other or meet up with each other a lot. But just best believe the next time we do meet each other, we're going to do something nice, something cool, something crazy, something wild.
We're apparently going to do cosplay.
Or cosplay, and we're going to live stream the shit, I guess. But
some IRL speed dating for me.
But guys, if you guys could do us a big favor, go to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, leave us a 5-star review there. It helps us a lot. It helps us to be seen by more people. leave a comment as well. Leave a comment. Tell us that you like our podcast, but we're also okay with you telling us that you don't like our podcast, because
yeah, you could just say like, it's meh.
Yeah, we're okay with that. We're gonna report it and delete it, but no, I'm just kidding.
That's crazy.
But we want to see it all, you know. It's only up from here, guys. We're going to do bigger and better things. I feel like we have been doing bigger and better things, but it's only going to get better from here. We're trying to do a lot more collabs. We're trying to put ourselves out there, you know, trying to meet more people, trying to get more people to come on. And it's all going to come with time, you know. We're not going to force ourselves to other people. We're not going to force ourselves to for them to come to us either, you know.
Be all natural.
All natural, baby. But if you like the podcast, if you like the YouTube video, if you like the audio, what do they got to do, Moises?
You know the vibes. Subscribe it there. Hit the like and hit that little bell. You know the one down there. Get all the notifications. Never miss one of our episodes on YouTube. You know, and then you know, follow us on TikTok, Instagram, Reels, Twitter,
everywhere.
Facebook, Moco Space, MySpace, especially. WhatsApp. Follow us on there because a lot of the stuff that gets recorded here, you know, they become reels, they become little shorts. You know, you get a sneak peek of it.
Yes,
so you get a sneak peek before you see the real. You know, these are like little trailers that we're putting out every time.
Yep.
And then you get to find, and then you get to come and watch the full episode. So, like I said, subscribe, like, and comment. Hit us with let's see, what should they comment? What animal do you think you're in bed?
Huh?
What the fuck?
So just
what?
Comment the type of animal you
just
are.
Comment
in
the animal.
Comment, bro. With that, if there emoji, if there's an emoji available of the animal, leave the emoji.
The emoji.
If not, type it out. Type it out.
I'm gonna say a sloth, bro. At that point,
what you got to say to the people? What you got
to
say?
I want to give a special quick shout out to Andy, the boy.
Shout out to boy Canchola.
I was like the guy that has toys in his bedroom.
No, bitch. That's Andy Toy Story. No, from Andy Ask Pod. Follow him.
Hey, okay. Before sorry to interrupt you. Was it you, Miguel, that the fucking left that request? It was you, huh? Yeah.
That's where I was going. Okay, I want to give a shout out to Andy.
My bad.
At the end of his most recent episode, he answered some questions for me. I asked him, why is there none the most sus member or podcast? And he said, fake. Because he's getting married and he's realizing that his time is ending with the boys to be sus. And he wants to be sus one last time. So if y'all ask me, I think that's pretty valid, and we got to keep our eyes out for Hernan over here because we don't know what's going to happen.
Hernan might be sus.
I'm literally the least sus out of all of us, bro.
That's a fucking lie.
It's always the most reserved ones that are the most sus, bro. At least
bro,
I'm
you're
sus
the
on
most
camera.
You're the most reserved one.
Nah.
What? Whoa. Not on you camera? Are. Not here?
Roll.
You're the most reserved one, Miguel. You are.
Miguel, I don't believe it.
Do you want me to bring back the story about the bar, the club, how you ran away?
That's different. That's in person, bro. That's not. I wasn't ready.
What the fuck?
Shy.
What do you mean? Is your shit virtual? Well, you're not shy or what?
Yeah.
No, he's still shy on virtual.
Actually, I'm pretty good at. I think I'm a lot better at like talking to someone like.
Need I say more?
Like Omegle or something.
Then where's your
fucking
e-girl at, bro? Where's your e-girl?
Damn, bro.
Well, you gotta remind me, bro.
Why you gotta hit him with the sad shit like that?
Yeah, bro.
I'm being attacked. I gotta defend myself.
Come on, man.
I gotta defend
myself,
bro.
Oh, man.
Come on, man. All right, guys. On that note, thank you for listening to episode 69.
We're both on the same fucking mind, though.
Yes, sir. Episodio 60. Hey, guys, we got to speak a lot more Spanish on our podcast as well, bro. We got to fucking...
Mira, compas, todos los que están allá viendo y escuchando, suscríbanse, dale un like, y pégale la campanita para que nunca, pierdas nuestros videos. Damn, dude, my español is going out the window.
That's why we got to talk more Spanish.
Si quieren un episodio en español, díganos. A lo mejor es nomás un episodio de 2 minutos, pero lo hacemos.
Yes, sir. And on that note, hey, saludos a toda la familia en México, los primos, las tías, los tíos. Échase una caguama.
Los sobrinos.
Ponle play. Todos los chivas hermanos.
Okay, never mind. Shut the fuck up, bro. All right, ponle play a los compas pinches podcast. Ahí los miramos para la próxima. Adiós. Deuces.
Hasta luego.
Hasta luego.
Buenas noches.
Los quiero.
Los quiero.
Los quiero muchísimo.